Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Gemara says in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Yud Amud Bet, if a man says, I am giving charity in order that my son be healed, that is considered a fully righteous act of tzedakah. And Rashi explains, because when a Jew gives charity, his main focus is on Hashem. And even if his son didn't get healed, he would not regret the charity that he gave. These are the feelings of a Jew when doing mitzvot. Even though there are times that we take things upon ourselves as a zechut for something that we want, we don't regret our growth in Torah and mitzvot, even if we don't end up getting what we were hoping for. If people were saying Tehillim on behalf of a sick patient and the patient didn't make it, every word of Tehillim that was said on his behalf will escort him in the upper worlds and help him to earn higher levels in Gan Eden. Every word that was said by each individual is a mitzvah and spiritually elevated each person as well. Nothing we do in Avodat Hashem ever goes to waste. There are, however, times when people choose to do what's right and give up on potential monetary gains. They trust that Hashem will not make them lose by doing His will. But then, sometimes they see afterward how others who did go after the monetary gains end up earning a lot of money, while they who chose the spiritual route did not. They may begin to question, how could it be that they did what Hashem wanted, but did not enjoy the same monetary gain as those who didn't? Firstly, they must realize Hashem will not make it obvious that choosing good always wins, because that would take away a person's free will. Who wouldn't choose to do what's right if the gains in it were obvious? Secondly, they have to learn how to view things from the proper Torah perspective. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadi writes, if a person has a potential way to earn extra money, but it would mean missing minyan, he is supposed to go to minyan and give up on the business deal. Then he brings a story which took place with Rav Zalman Merlish. The rabbi was once on his way to shul to pray with minyan, and he was stopped by a man who offered to sell him the most exquisite diamonds at a very low price, which he could easily resell for an enormous profit. He told the rabbi to come to his house to see the diamonds. Although it sounded like a great offer, it would have meant the rabbi missing minyan. He told this man he was going to go to shul first, and after he prayed, he would come to his house to see the diamonds. By the time the rabbi got there, all the diamonds were sold. Not only that, the one who purchased them ended up earning a fortune when he resold them. The natural reaction in that situation would be for the rabbi to think, I don't understand, Hashem. I went to do your will. How could I lose out as a result? But this rabbi did not think like that. When he found out about all the money that was earned from those diamonds, he celebrated. He said, now the value of my praying in minyan just skyrocketed. Giving up on all that money to pray to Hashem properly made the tefillah so much more valuable. We are in this world to amass spiritual fortunes. Somebody who does not view life that way will say, how could I lose out on money by praying? But someone who views life from the proper perspective rejoices and thanks Hashem for elevating his spiritual endeavor to become so much more valuable. Furthermore, in reality, this rabbi did not lose out on any money because he went to minyan. If it was destined for him to make that money, he would make it another way. And if it wasn't destined, it wouldn't have worked out for him even if he purchased the diamonds. Hashem made it look like he lost to test him. And he passed that test in the best possible way. The greatest gains we can have in this world are spiritual. Hashem knows that much better than we do. And he always acts in our best interests to give us the greatest gains possible. Have a great day.